everybody. We're back. I'm back. It's December 16th, 2014. You're listening to It's All About Food, and I'm Karen Hartglass. Well, I really love that last segment because, as you know, diet is such an important subject for me, especially when we're talking about ovarian cancer. Now, I may not have the hard science that some medical doctors are looking for, but all I know is I'm alive, and I know, I just know it in my core that what I eat has made a tremendous difference. Now, this study that Dr. Thompson had done doesn't really hone in enough on the real power foods. And like she was saying, it's like next to impossible to do those long-term studies. So, you know, we do the best we can. But I am a believer, as you probably know, in those dark leafy green vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, eating a lot of mushrooms, onions, and berries, staying away from the, not just the high processed foods, but flour foods in general. They should be eaten as treats, not very often. Sugar is a no-no if you're really going through a health crisis. Again, it should be really limited, and it makes a tremendous difference, and it's great to know that. So if you are unfortunately going through a health crisis, I hope this information is useful to you, and if you do have any specific questions about foods and my personal experience, the things that I did, I love to share that with people to share what I did and what specifically worked for me. You can send me an email at info@realmeals.org, and I'd be happy to share what worked for me. So I mentioned visiting the responsibleeatingandliving.com website. We're, like many organizations, going into the end of the year fundraising drive, and we've got a nice letter up on the website talking about all the things that we've done this year, and we want to do a lot more. And Responsible Eating and Living is a nonprofit organization, and we're funded by individuals and foundations, and any help that you can offer would be gratefully appreciated. And we have a gift. We have a gift for everybody. So if you go to the responsibleeatingandliving.com website and click on the image right at the top of those two little Santas, one of them being me, you can listen to our latest recording of The Man with the Bag. It's really fun, and I hope you like it. And let me know what you think. Now, tonight starts Hanukkah for those who celebrate Hanukkah. And as I've said many times, I'm not a religious person, but I love holidays. I love traditional foods. And what I love is taking those traditional recipes and making them healthier, making them delicious, making them vegan, plant-based. And one of my favorite all-time traditional foods that I have not only modified but enhanced is the potato latke, the potato pancake. We have a food show that we created a few years ago, and it's kind of an annual thing to promote it and invite people to watch it. I tell a little bit of the story of Hanukkah about how the menorah, the special lamp that was in a temple long ago, the special oil that was used to light the menorah, there was very little left, and it lasted for 8 days. It was a miracle. It wasn't expected, and as a result, the holiday is celebrated with eating oily foods. Now, I don't know who made that connection a long time ago, but I don't get that message from that story. The story was about being efficient with oil and extending the use of your limited resources so that they last a long time, not about using a lot of it, oil especially, and eating it. So some of the traditional foods are potato pancakes fried in oil and donuts fried in oil. And my message is save the oil for the lamp. Not that we're lighting lamps anymore with oil, but I think you might get the symbolism. We don't need to be eating foods fried in oil, especially as a celebration. It's a funny thing in our society how often we celebrate something wonderful by eating something that isn't good for us. How did that start, where we get rewarded by getting a food that's going to make us ill or not feel good? So I say, let's skip the fried food. And I have a wonderful potato pancake recipe that's baked, not fried. It's easy. It's so much easier than making those fried pancakes in oil where you're hovering over a hot oil, a frying pan with tons of oil in it. And for me, this is such a joyous experience, making these potato pancakes that are baked and not fried. They're delicious. There are different flavors. You can put different things in them if you want. And it's all explained in the food show. I hope you get to watch it at responsibleeatingandliving.com. All right. So I've told you about the song, The Man with the Bag, and I've told you about the baked potato pancakes. And I just wanted to mention I got a couple of new recipes on the website. I just put this one up today. I just made a cream of celery soup today for lunch, and it was so easy, and I loved it so much that I put it up on the website. And it's like no ingredients in it, or just a handful: celery, onions, white beans. The white beans are the cream. And you know how crazy I am about beans and how nutritious they are and how good they are for so many different things. They are a prebiotic. Beans are a prebiotic, which means they feed our probiotics so that we can have a healthy gut and a healthy colon. And they make us feel satisfied. And that's an important thing. I know when people transition to eating more plant foods or a plant-based diet, many people say, I just always feel hungry. And my response is, just eat more. Eat more of those wonderful, healthy vegetables. Eat big, giant salads. But beans especially are so, so satisfying. And I just whipped up this cream of celery soup. I hope you try it. Let me know what you think. And I'm stuffed. That's all. I wanted to talk briefly about something I recently discovered, and that is packaging. Now, I think I've mentioned that here in my home, I like to eliminate plastic as much as possible. And when I store food in the refrigerator, in the freezer, for the most part, I use glass. And I'm a big fan of those Pyrex bowls, and there are round bowls and there are square and rectangular containers, and they have plastic covers, most of them. And I prefer them with just the plastic cover and a simple plastic BPA-free cover than storing entirely in plastic. And what's great about these containers is you can take the cover off and you can serve your food in it. You can cook your food in it, put it in the oven. You could put it in a microwave. I don't microwave, but you can. And it can also go in the freezer and the refrigerator. I love this stuff, and I love storing food in glass rather than plastic. And I save glass jars, the wide mouth glass jars. I put soups and nuts and grains, everything I store in glass. And when I get foods that come in plastic packages from the store, I immediately empty them and put them in glass, because over time those plastics can really degrade and leach the things that we don't want, those hormone disruptors and all kinds of things, into our food. But I was looking a little more deeply into everything in my kitchen, and it's scary what you discover. So sometimes you don't want to carry a food in a glass container because it's heavy. Let's say I'm traveling. And what do you package your food in? Now, there are stainless steel containers that have come out. They're kind of pricey, but they're lighter than glass. But what about, I don't want to use plastic wrap, so what about wax paper, for example? And in reading about wax paper, have you heard about any of this? It's just every time I look into something, I open up another can of worms. So wax paper can be coated with a soybean wax. Doesn't sound so bad, but that soybean wax is likely genetically modified, and it's likely been from soybeans that have been grown with pesticides, so they have a little residue. And the other option, if you're not getting wax paper with soybean wax, then you're probably getting wax paper coated with a paraffin wax, which has a petroleum-based product. And that, and in reading about it, that petroleum-based product is like the bottom of the barrel petroleum that they use for wax paper. So both of them don't sound very good to me. And then I'm a big, big fan of baking with parchment paper because you don't have to use oil on your pan. And if you have aluminum pans, because it's not so easy to find stainless steel baking sheets and they're more expensive, I like to protect my food and not have it touch the aluminum. And I don't want to use oil, so parchment paper is wonderful. Nothing sticks to it. And what about parchment paper? Some parchment paper is coated with silicone. That's not so bad. It's a non-organic natural product. But most parchment papers are coated with, I don't even know how this is pronounced, Quilon, Q-U-I-L-O-N. It's a chemical. It contains chrome, which is a heavy metal. It can, when it's burned, incinerated, it becomes toxic. It leaves trace elements. And most of the parchment paper is coated with this stuff because it's cheaper than silicone. There are some parchment papers that have a vegetable coating on it, but I haven't been able to figure out where those vegetables came from, if they're organic or not organic, and what kind they are. So it's really, really a challenge. So I'm opting more and more to really do old-fashioned things. Like if I'm making a sandwich and that I want to travel with, I'll wrap it in a cloth napkin. Why not? It's reusable. And there are some healthy versions to do this. For example, you could make a wrap with a collard leaf. And a collard leaf is not only nutritious, but it's so sturdy that you could wrap all your gooey spreads and vegetables and things in a collard roll and then wrap that up in plastic. Wrap that up in a cloth napkin, and you're good to go. But it's just a challenge. We live in an extremely unnatural world, and I think any product that offers a certain amount of convenience comes with a price, and it's not just the price of purchasing that item. It's the price of what it may be, what compromise are we involved in by using it that may affect the environment, may affect our health. So interesting to think about everything that we use in the home and how it's made. We can't take anything for granted. And the thing is, when it comes to chemicals like BPA coatings, which we now know are very toxic and unhealthy, often when chemical companies are told they can't make a certain product anymore, they come up with a new product, and that new product is great until we find out it isn't. So there are companies that have come out with a BPA replacement, Trilon, and we're learning that that really isn't any better. So any way you can avoid plastic, and there are different kinds of plastic and different grades of plastic, and some seem to be safer than others, but the best choice is to avoid them as much as possible. And it's not just because it's better for you and your family and your health, but ultimately for the planet. Because when those things go into landfills, they last a very long time. So that's it on packaging. And I was reading something, I think it was in the New York Times this week, and there was this one line that popped out. It was talking about the upcoming holidays and how more people are less excited about Christmas because of its relation to consumerism and how it gets away from the ultimate message of peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. And there was one line that I really enjoyed, which was, what really brings us joy, which brings us bliss, happiness, is collecting experiences, not things. Collecting experiences, not things. So if you're thinking about the holidays, thinking about what to do, and you've got a list of what people want and your limited budget, or maybe you have an unlimited budget, if you can think more about creating an event rather than giving something in a box, think about creating an experience. And that may be more treasured and more memorable in the long run. Collect experiences, not things, because that thing can get old. And when we're years later, when we think back, what is it we're thinking about? We're thinking about experiences, not really things. Okay, but meanwhile, if you are thinking about buying stuff, good luck. I know the things that I look forward to are things for my kitchen. And what is it that I want this year? I don't really know. Well, let me know what you're looking for, and you can send me an email at info@realmeals.org. I want to know, what do you want for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you're celebrating? It would be fun to hear what's important to you. So on that note, let's say goodbye for now, and I wish you a very, very delicious week.